Tragedy struck on Tuesday, January 31, 2023, in the Ikotan area of the Igondo Ikotan LCDA in the Alamosho LGA, as a fully loaded container truck collided with three tricycles, locally called Kiki Marwa, and crushed one of them, killing two people instantly while four others were rescued. Recall that Alamosho Today had earlier brought you breaking news on the incident yesterday, Tuesday, January 31, 2023. Read more. Tanker experiences brake failure, rams into pedestrians at Ikotun. You would also recall that barely 10 days ago, on Monday, January 23, 2023, two ad hoc female health workers and a man were killed in a road accident around Alhaji Eid bus stop, along LASU Road, Igondo, in the Igondo Ikotun LCDA of Alamosho LGA. In case you missed it, tragic. Vehicle kills man, two female health workers, injures three others in Igondo. Meanwhile, in this fresh incident, operatives of the Lagos State Traffic Management Authority, LASTMA, rescued four victims that survived the unfortunate incident. The accident, which occurred around 12:30 p.m., claimed the lives of one of the Kiki riders and a passenger. Involved in the accident were also four persons who were rescued by LASTMA officers, and they include two pregnant women and two children. Commercial tricycle involved in the accident. The traffic management personnel, thereafter, handed over the rescued victims to officers of the Ikotun Police Station, who took them to the Alamosho General Hospital for treatment. It should be noted that in 2022, the Lagos State Emergency Management Agency, LASEMA, said that it responded to 1,682 incidents from January to December 2022, with Alamosho LGA accounting for the highest at 239 cases. Accident on Alamosho Road. In case you missed it, 2022 review. ALIMOSHO ranks highest in number of road accidents in Lagos with 239 cases. LASEMA Permanent Secretary, Olufemi Oke Osanintolu, who made this known in a statement, added that collated data revealed new trends in emergency occurrences as development and economic activities continued to increase across the state.